were for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. There was no Maroon miracle coming. Not this time, as a rampant New South Wales side ran riot to embarrass Queensland for a second consecutive match, this time running away 26-0 at Suncorp Stadium. The shutout win ensured the Blues wrapped up the three-game series for the third time in 4 years and entrenched the belief that New South Wales are in the midst of creating their own dynasty. Adding to the Maroons' woes was that the Blues were able to win both games in front of a Queensland strong crowd after Townsville hosted Game 1. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Australia has its 8th Veterans Affairs Minister in as many years, with New South Wales Nationals MP Andrew Gee moving into Cabinet as Barnaby Joyce reward those who supported his return to leadership. On the eve of a Royal Commission into the shocking rate of veteran suicides, Mr Joyce said he believed the Clare MP and former regional barrister has the capacity to go through all the nuances of the complex issue and would do an exceptional job. Victorian National Senator Bridget McKenzie was the other big winner in the reshuffle announced by Mr Joyce on Sunday, during which supporters of former leader Michael McCormack were dumped from their roles. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A high school teacher has been cautioned over showing Year 8 students an offensive artwork. The piece, called Wankerman, depicts an ugly man with swollen hands and words such as permanent erection. Several of the girls in the class, who ranged in the age from 13 to 14 years, were distressed and refused to take part in the lesson, requiring them to study and replicate the cartoon-style art at Kirikiri High School. The parents of one 13-year-old girl were very upset and contacted One Nation MP Mark Latham over the lesson, which took place late last year, concerned about the inappropriate content and fearful their daughter had received a negative referral as a result of refusing the lesson. And two skydivers have been killed in a horrific tandem jump accident at a regional New South Wales airport. Police say the men fell from an aircraft which was in difficulty about 12:50 p.m. on Sunday. The adrenaline skydive instructor and his customer, both of whom are yet to be named, landed near the Goulburn Airport runway. They were found unresponsive and couldn't be revived. Adrenaline skydive spokesman Scott Marshall told the Daily Telegraph, "It was a horrible day for everyone involved." And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.